We've got a humdinger of an episode for you today. The Natty Boys talk NFL drama with Vontae Davis retiring at halftime, Josh Gordon being traded to the Patriots, and the Steelers locker room blowing up right in front of our eyes. We also make our NFL picks for the week with the Bengals traveling to Carolina, and end the show with what we'll be doing once we hang it up like Vontae Davis. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys podcast, presented by Milliron Sports.
And welcome to the Natty Boys podcast. It is Friday, September something.
21st.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Happy 21st birthday, September.
Ooh.
Get
I don't
wild.
Think that's how birthdays work. Is this the 21st year we've had September as a month?
Yeah.
Shit.
We are off to a stellar start. What I was going to say is that the fucking NFL is on fire right now. Just
yeah,
there's
buddy.
Just news everywhere, and I am just soaking it all in. Football is fucking
hey,
back.
Ooh. I thought you meant dumpster fire.
Yeah. No.
Because I was going to say, I'm going to go viral when I post a dumpster on fire. Just ooh. That random blue dumpster that's always...
Live look at the NFL right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, look at the NFL. So I guess it is both ways, I guess. It's on fire and...
There's
coming
so much
in hot.
Shit that happened this week that I just fucking loved.
Yeah.
Like, Vontae Davis is the first thing that we're going to talk about. He just straight up retired at halftime.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
He should have retired during the preseason when John Ross juked him out of his jock.
I know. Man.
That was fucking... Like, It seemed premeditated to me also because he came out like almost, you know, like an hour after the game with that picture and, you know, a statement about why he left. And it's like, you've been planning this for a while, buddy.
Yeah. I think Coach Kilmer was going to try to give a cortisone injection to somebody that had a bad knee.
Yeah.
And he was like, fucking him out.
Fucking him
pulled
out.
Pulled a full Peter Gibbons, just said he didn't want to go to his job anymore and just, I'm not going to show up anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't think I'm going to pay my bills anymore.
A lot of good people have quit like that. We got John Moxon. We got Peter Gibbons. We got... Vontae Davis.
I wouldn't say I'm missing it.
That is a wild story, and a lot of people had no idea. I don't even know if all the Bills knew happened. It sounded
they were interviewing what's his name. I don't remember the guy's name, but afterwards, he I guess that's when he first heard that. Like,
yeah.
He retired or no? Because he said I think he said he heard people talking about it on the sidelines or something maybe. But yeah, they had no idea. Like. Oh, what? He retired? Mm-hmm. He's gone? Yeah.
Packed his shit and left.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely rubbed a lot of the teammates the wrong way, which I don't blame him. I mean, you got a guy that you're supposed to be, you know, supposed to be your teammate, and he just fucking quits on you at halftime. That's definitely not the way to go about it. I get it. If you realize, you know, I don't have it anymore, I'm done, you know, wait till after the game. Even just tell the fucking coach, like, hey, man, I'm not, you know, sit me the rest of the half, and then we need to talk after the game, but like just to fucking leave like that.
Yeah.
Cause if his head wasn't in it and he wasn't thinking right, like that's dangerous for him and everyone else.
Yeah.
If he's going to be a sitting duck or if he's just not going to be with it. But I mean, like you said, there's better ways to go about it than other than just being like, yeah, I'm out of here.
I think
just ghosting it.
One of the
he
things
shouldn't
that
even
he
told
said,
anybody, he should have just left.
I mean, you guys are looking at this from the wrong angle though. I mean, how many times have you been at work and just thought about walking out? And just not saying anything.
17 times a day.
Yeah.
He's kind of a hero. I mean, he just kind of pulled the ultimate thug life move and just walked out.
Not if, but when I do that, it's going to be I leave at the end of the day and then don't come back. It's not going to be I leave at lunch.
Mine will be more like a half-baked moment where it'll be like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Yeah.
You're cool.
The three of us because you'll be quitting the blog or...
Yeah.
The blog. I don't blog.
Yeah, we used to. I think Max still does sometimes. I don't know.
I plan on releasing a blog shortly after this podcast releases.
We'll see. Ooh.
Not shortly after, I guess 8 hours after, maybe. Friday morning. So
next week.
Which one of us is going to quit the podcast halfway through? Nice. Okay, so the next bit of news that just the NFL is just keeps churning out. I guess we'll go with we're watching the Browns play the Jets right now on Thursday Night Football, and they're obviously missing their best wide receiver, and that's Josh Gordon.
Yeah, be nice to have that huge 6'6" target to throw.
Yeah,
to.
He ended up getting traded to the Pats.
Which has officially gone through now. At one point, like, it hadn't gone through because I think the Pats kept changing the terms of the agreement. They kept saying, like, changing the, I think they were changing, like, the stipulations with the conditional picks and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I think a lot of it.
Seventh rounder back or something.
Yeah. My guess is a lot of it was based on performance, like how long he stays with them.
Right.
Like how many games he's active. His,
how many,
you know,
drug tests he fails.
Exactly. And that's the thing is he didn't fail a drug test this time around.
Right.
He didn't really get into any trouble. But it sounds like when he was at a non-team promotional event,
yeah,
or something
personal,
like that.
Yeah, it was a personal promotional event.
Yep. And as we say this, Tyrod Taylor just got, well, he got up, but it looked like he got knocked out cold. I thought we were going to get a Baker Mayfield. we're going to
first.
Tonight.
Yeah, so we already said
Baker Mayfield came in, sucked.
By the time, yeah.
He's a bust. He's going to join the Hamilton Tiger Cats, get traded to the Montreal Alouettes. But
sounds familiar.
You need to go plant the American flag in the middle of a Canadian field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that our official declaration of war?
Yeah.
Play in Canada.
We're coming for you. Oh, poor Joey's not going to know what to do.
He's already
picked a side. He shot his shot.
Haven't you read my last blog that I released?
March was a long time ago, man.
I think that got a couple of hits not too long ago.
I
don't remember why.
To repost it.
But no, they said that he showed up late, which was only 10 minutes late, which I guess when he is on a very short leash, that's not a good thing. But he showed up late and had a hamstring injury that he didn't leave the facility with the day before.
Right.
And they said he wasn't acting himself. So I think this is pure speculation. This is just me basing.
Nope, we have sources.
Fans with sources. This is me basing my what I think probably happened based on his history. I think he got hurt. He self-medicated.
Yeah.
Showed up to the facility out of his mind because of whatever he took. And the Browns just finally said, that's enough. Like, we're not going to deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they can really say about that because, like, of the confidentiality with him being, like, in the, like, some sort of rehab program and stuff. Yeah. Like, if he technically relapsed and they know it, but they don't have anything, like, on paper with a drug test from the NFL. They probably just have to say, because that's what it was. He wasn't himself.
As soon as he's officially on the Patriots, you're going to, hey, test him.
Yeah.
You know, kudos to the Browns for actually drawing a line in the sand and saying, hey, don't step over this. And then he fucking does it.
That's why they're so well respected as an organization, though.
I wish the Bengals would do that at some point with some of these guys.
Yeah.
You know, in the
they
past.
They didn't re-sign Pac-Man this year.
Yeah, they didn't re-sign him. They didn't cut him.
Like I said, if that went two more weeks, I think Pac-Man would have been a Bengal.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Browns finally ended all the speculation that they were an organization only interested in winning football games. So.
Yeah. I flash back to that episode of Hard Knocks when they traded Coleman, where they're like, we got a seventh round pick for Coleman. I would have loved to see what they said when they got a fifth round pick for Gordon. Good God.
Yeah.
And not to mention Callaway, one of your wide receivers, got busted for pot on Hard Knocks and clearly got shown that he was lying.
Allegedly. So with Josh Gordon on the Pats, that gives Tom Brady another weapon. I have to assume he's going to play this Sunday, even though he doesn't know the Patriots packages, but
just run straight
just
and catch the ball. Yeah.
He'll be out there.
Yeah, he'll definitely be out there.
It's going to throw him off when he has a quarterback that throws the ball to him, though, and not just in the general vicinity, though.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? He'll probably drop a couple until he gets used to that. Like, wait, I don't have to jump over top of two defenders to go and grab that shit?
Well, I remember that. I think it was Carson when Carson came to Cincinnati. I remember a lot of people had a little bit of an adjustment period there catching his ball compared to Kitna.
Yeah.
Kitna's everything Kitna threw had a hump on it, and Carson was just throwing lasers at people.
Lasers, yeah.
But
I know. So something I saw as a result of this trade was, I think it was a UniWatch. I don't know if it was a blog or just a tweet, but they were talking to some guy who I guess did a jersey swap, like of an image that they basically took the Josh Gordon Browns image and changed it into a Patriots image. They changed the jersey and the helmet to be Patriots, and they kind of walked through the process of how they do that.
I always wondered how they did that.
And then he time lapsed like his like way he photoshopped it. And it was like wild to watch. That's something that I've always been intrigued about. Like,
it was fucking amazing. Like Jeff Lowe, our buddy from Lights Camera Podcast, he's the one that retweeted it because I think he's a big Browns fan. But just going through and selecting the right picture,
right?
I mean, that it's almost impossible.
Yeah, and it was funny.
People that are good at that get my respect.
Definitely, and it was funny because like the caption of it or whatever was like, learn how to jersey swap in Photoshop. I was like, oh, sweet. Like, I'm going to start doing this all the time.
Yeah.
Then I watched the process. I'm like, I'm not going to do this ever because this is fucking hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was impressive. Yeah. Like you said, he found, like, pictures where, like, they were in similar positions or, like, where they weren't, like, the same type of helmet and everything. So a lot more goes into it than just, like, oh, I'm going to change the colors and paste the logo on the side.
The best was ESPN's fail at Photoshopping the jersey. It was, like, sitting really high up on Gordon's body and it just looked all boxy. Like it was so bad.
It happens, man.
Yeah.
So Gordon's gone his way to the Patriots, and another AFC North team, the Steelers, are just fucking melting.
They're
down.
A train wreck, man.
I'm here with the popcorn, baby. Just give it to me. I'm here to watch it all.
It's kind of funny too, because Tomlin's one of those guys that, you know, personally I've always felt like he's a little bit overrated. When he won a Super Bowl, it was with Cowher's like roster. I mean, he's a coach's, you know, he's a player coach. Like the players love him. Like the players love him as a coach, and he just he's lost complete control of that locker room, and it's hilarious. I mean, Antonio Brown not showing up the day after he posted a tweet that says trade me. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
With all the drama that's already going on with Le'Veon Bell.
Fun fact, the guy that started that Twitter storm, when I opened his picture on Instagram or on Twitter, I was like, that guy kind of looks familiar. He was at OU at the same time as us.
Really?
Yep, I know.
Yeah, so I'm like, I definitely have seen him around. Like, he looked dead on, like, or not dead on, but he looked like I knew him. Like, at first I had to see what his major was because I'm like, I wonder if he was in some of our classes or something.
Yeah.
And he went through journalism school with the PR stuff, but
yeah,
that was funny. And Willie Colon, who does the morning radio show on Power 85, Barstool's Sirius channel, and he does a football podcast. I was watching a little bit of a clip about him talking about his time with the Steelers, and he was saying it was difficult sometimes with the Steelers when he was there because Tomlin treated guys differently.
Yeah.
Like, he treated everyone individually rather than, you know, everybody. I think he didn't say Cowher. He didn't say, like, specifically any other coaches he had played for. But he essentially was like, Tomlin was one of those guys that he treated you differently based on who you were, how much money you were making, your importance to the team, like, whether you were his guy or someone else's guy. He's like, he just treated you differently. And those guys, he said, you started to see a bunch of guys looking around like, why is he getting this when I'm not getting it? Why is, you know, why does he get away with this and I have to do this? And he said that you would see a lot of guys said, you know, yeah, Antonio Brown's just going off right now. And he's even after he came back, he was still his videos today from the locker room. He was yelling at the reporters and stuff, basically blaming them. Like, you don't want to see me play. You want to see me hurt. Like, you want to like this and going on. You want to see me like getting yelled at and getting fined. And that's what you want. And he's like, they're just asking you questions.
Yeah.
We said that sets the tone for the younger guys in the room, too, of being like, well, if Antonio's going to act this way, then why can't I act this way? And then he's like, I remember Antonio Brown showing up with all of his stuff in a garbage bag just because, like, he was Antonio Brown from Central Michigan.
Yeah, like, he forgot where he came from. I mean,
he was highly regarded, but it wasn't like he wasn't like, you know, this. I don't know. He's a different guy now, and that's essentially what Willie said. He was like, I knew Antonio Brown. He's like, I don't know this Antonio Brown, really.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that, like, yelling on the sidelines at a coach or having a heated conversation with a coach, that's kind of normal in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like,
that
happens
won
every
the game
single
of football.
Sunday. But it seems like it carried over and to the next day where he didn't even show up. And he missed because of a personal reason. He didn't show up to the facility on Monday.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of bullshit.
He left before the reporters got access to the locker room on Sunday. He got fined for missing Monday, but claimed that it was an excused absence from Tomlin.
Yeah.
And Tomlin wouldn't have fined him if it was an excused absence. So.
Right.
And that's the thing, too, is what happens this week when they lose. Like, it's just, it's like literally, like DB said, you're sitting here eating popcorn, just like, well, what's going to happen next? Like,
I love it all.
It's like watching a sitcom. Like, what's the cliffhanger this week? Yep. Like, because they're not playing good football. And Mo Egger commented on it. Like, is Le'Veon Bell really going to help their slow defense? Like, they have more problems than Le'Veon Bell right now.
And that's the
and
problem.
James Conner's filled in perfectly.
Fine they have not really lost a step. I mean, obviously they've lost a little bit of a step in the backfield, but they're moving the ball. They just can't stop anybody's offense.
They've lost the, like, big play from Le'Veon.
Yeah.
Where he busts off like a 65. Although I think Connor in the first week had a long run like that, didn't he?
I think it was over 30. Yeah.
So
there's something going on with Ben because Ben's not himself.
And Tyrod Taylor's hurt again.
Ben's not himself, and that defense is just atrocious. And they're getting picked apart by T. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is good, but six touchdowns
good.
Ben needs to get fat again. Then it'll be better. Especially now when you can't do anything with the quarterback above the shoulders or below the knees. Like, that's like a dream for Roethlisberger because the only thing you can do is go at his leg. Yeah. You can't bring him down by his core. Yeah. He's too fucking big.
Yeah, and he wears that chest pad.
Yeah.
That makes his chest four times bigger than it actually is.
It's like Iron Man. He's got his little... Yeah. And I know whatever it's Iron... Whatever the hell that thing's called that Iron Man has.
Chest protector.
It's thing.
Whatever. Yeah, you know, the thing.
The thing that he plugs in.
The thing.
But I know we didn't have it on our list of things to talk about, but...
Then don't talk about it.
That Clay Matthews tackle was literally a textbook tackle. Like, if you had instructional video teaching youth football, that is exactly how you tackle somebody.
Right.
Somebody had posted the numbers, too. 31% of their successful offensive plays came after that bad call.
I mean, the interception ended that game. But
one thing that I heard Florio talk about was that to fix this whole quarterback thing, like the rules to protect the quarterbacks, at some point you just have to, I mean, if you're really going to go this far, you just have to say that they're protected like a kicker or a punter, where unless they still have the ball, you can't touch them.
Yeah.
Like, basically. And then, you know, have the 5 and 15 yard penalties for roughing and, you know, running into the quarterback basically after they get rid of it. I don't like the rule, but it's better than what we have going on.
At least
right
it draws a line in the sand.
If they do that, we just wasted so much money on Atkins and Dunlap.
I know.
That's
well,
true.
That's the thing too, is there are times where there's incidental contact with a punter or a kicker and they don't call it.
Right.
And a kicker's laying on the ground, like, what the hell happened? Why didn't I get a flag? And he's like, no. So you would see that, and you'd see the NFL turn into, like, where the quarterbacks are flopping, and, like, the punters do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, and this will get us into our Bengals stuff, but there were a couple times that our defensive line, they were gun-shy in the Ravens game, where you're like, why did he not? Like, there were times where I think it was Dunlop, or maybe it was Atkins. I can't remember. One of them got to the quarterback. They thought they had Flacco sacked. Rather than drawing a penalty for, you know, forcing him to the ground too hard and not tossing him onto a bed of pillows, like, he didn't move. Like, he just stayed there with the left tackle or whoever it was that was standing there trying to block him. And then Flacco spun out of it, and they had a long completion off of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, that kind
of
shit.
A few of those plays definitely should have been sacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they held up because they were probably drilled all week. Like, not get any stupid penalties. Do not get any stupid penalties.
Don't whip him to the ground. Like, that's probably the biggest one is don't, like, whip him down to the ground.
That's what I'm worried about with Geno, because he does that, like, that gator roll thing, mm-hmm. like where he, because he's so low to the ground, he just kind of right. like snatches and rolls. God, Dunlop is a monster though. Like I, you never realize,
Sam Hubbard,
like
man.
Yeah, he was good too.
God,
he had to be because Michael Johnson beast. Got hurt in like the fourth right. play of the game.
I'm kind of glad, like
yeah,
forced the hand a little bit,
but. Well, yeah, the Bengals, they're looking good. They're averaging, what, 34 points a game?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? They've scored 34 in both games?
Both games have been 34-23.
Yeah. And they got a test this week going to Carolina, but Carolina's banged up. So I'm hopeful that they can shut down Cam. And lucky for the Bengals' defensive line, even though Cam's elusive, I feel like he gets – the defensive line will get the benefit of the doubt with him being more of a running quarterback.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to be a sitting duck like
– He holds the ball a lot longer than a lot of other guys.
I feel like we've always
with Andrew Luck Cam and Flacco. Well. Yeah. Like they were sitting in the pocket, and that's where most of those personal fouls were coming from. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll see that as much with – I say that, and we'll probably have three roughing the passers in the first half. So
yeah.
How crazy is it kind of – referring back to the Browns and Steelers now, that the Bengals are the most like stable team in the NFL right now. Or not the NFL, the AFC North.
Yeah.
That's my whole reason for kind of being on board with them at the beginning of the year. They're young. They're hungry. I mean, they don't have a lot of selfish personalities in the locker room. You got stars like A.J. Green that, you know, could care less what their contract situation is. You know, and they've had that for years. They may not have had the adjustments at halftime that they needed. They may have other issues, but they've never been a selfish team.
Yeah.
But that's been the thing I've been most excited about this year is they're making adjustments. Like, even drive by drive, like in that Ravens game, they stalled for three or four drives and then came out and adjusted and were able to, you know, not necessarily hit the home run and get the touchdown, but they were able to get some field goals to, you know, build some distance. And that's been the greatest thing to see with them. Because that's a huge knock on Marvin throughout his tenure, is no adjustments. And it's been exciting to see for sure.
So one thing coming up with the game at Carolina, Mixon's going to miss some time. He had his knee scoped, which it doesn't sound like it was a big deal, but he did kind of miss parts of the second. He went into halftime early Thursday, and then he missed a little bit of the second half.
Right.
I think Gio fills that role just fine, and the Bengals actually ended up signing Thomas Rawls.
Mm-hmm. I like the Rawls pickup.
On the Seahawks a couple years ago.
He was
A backup to Marshawn Lynch.
He was
a really good backup
for Marshawn.
He shredded the Bengals, didn't he, that year? Didn't they play him 1 year? And
I feel like everybody, and you could say that about
well, they had the opportunity to get Toussaint, who's the reason why we lost that one primetime game.
But
yeah, I think that was a great pickup for, you know, I think Gio will do just fine in that role. Every time that Gio becomes number one in his history, he's had good games.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried about Mixon missing some time. If as long as he comes back 100% healthy,
right.
He doesn't actually, you know, come back too early trying to force it or whatever.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the Price injury than the Mixon.
Yeah, that
injury.
Doesn't sound good.
That's true.
Yeah.
The only thing that Price really said is that he's not out for the season.
Yeah.
And that's not good to hear. Like, I mean, I'm glad that he's not out for the season, but not actually having a timeline or expectations for when he'll be back is problematic.
And I thought I saw 2 weeks somewhere for him, too, but that could have just been pure speculation.
Like two to four.
Yeah.
Which, not to get us off topic again, which I'm terrible about, but just thinking of the Ohio State connection, I don't know why, but like I've got a decent like ability to lip read, like more like almost like a deaf guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes where like I'm like I picked that up pretty quick. I saw Nick Bosa on the sideline when he was talking to what's his name? The quarterback.
Haskins.
Yeah. When he's talking to Haskins, and he said, "I don't know." He's like, "I don't know. I could be done." And I was like, I swear that's what he just said. But then they were like, they're saying it's just a tweak and he should be. And then, well, like today, they're like, he had surgery on his. They said a core muscle.
Core muscle. Surgery on a core muscle. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but that doesn't sound very good.
I wonder if he has. No. Who was it that had, like, their groin pull off the bone? Jared Bowe, I think it was.
It
sounds like a sports hernia a little bit.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound good for him. And
no.
If I were him, I mean. you don't know how the Big Ten's going to shape up just because it's a shit. The Big Ten West is a shit show right now, right, as much as the AFC North is. But with him, like, they might walk right through the Big Ten, or they might not have a shot at the Big Ten. You never know what the Penn State game will be, the big deciding factor. But he's going to, they're saying he could be the number one overall pick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
like,
what a lot
of people
say.
If I'm him, like, especially with his brother's experience, like, I know you want to win a national championship. I know you want to win the Big Ten championship, but just shut it down if it's one of those deals where you are going to be coming back 80% for the bowl game.
And I'm not going to say they don't need him because he's one of the best players in college football, but they have so much depth on that defensive line, and they always had, like, half. So, like, when he went out, I mean, they...
Well,
they,
Baker Mayfield fumble. Sorry.
I was going to say, Baker Mayfield just started his era in Cleveland.
And the offensive lineman rushed for 9 yards after he picked it up.
Nice. But it's one of those things where, I agree. I mean, don't even mess with it if you're Nick Bosa. Like, you know, as an Ohio State fan, I don't want to see him gone, but I would get it if he decided, you know, I'm not going to push myself. I'm going to get ready for my NFL career because he's going to make a lot more money in the NFL than he does at Ohio State right now.
Maybe. We'll see how good his agent is.
Yeah.
Oh. Just kidding. But, I don't know. I mean, I really hope that Sam Hubbard continues to play well on the D-line. I hope Billy Price isn't out. Although, what's his name did well.
He did fine.
I keep forgetting his name.
T.J. Johnson. T.J. Johnson was the guy. No. Trey Hopkins. T.J. Johnson was the one that got cut.
Yep. Trey Hopkins, I mean, you didn't really notice that he was gone. Like,
yeah, and that was
worried about snap issues.
And that was honestly a first start at first significant playing time at center for him, too. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that was the first time he had played in a game at center. Yeah. I don't know what he's probably a guard in college, I'm guessing. I don't know. It's one thing. I used to know the backstory of everybody on the roster. Now I'm just kind of like half the O-lineman. I'm like, I don't even remember how they even got here sometimes.
Right.
But so Witty and I were at the game, and despite my terrible pick of picking against them, I found it in me to cheer for the Bengals, and they got out to a hot start and were actually absolutely torching the Ravens. A couple of terrible pass interference calls let the Ravens get right back in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bengals held on. They won. They played really well. A complete game, I'd say, even though they sputtered at times, but it wasn't necessarily their own wrongdoing. It was just, I mean, I hate to do it, but it was a lot of it was bad calls.
Yeah.
Like they'd have a huge defensive play, terrible call, where it looked like they were going to get off the field. But that was, I was the lone wolf on that game last week, and people made up some ground. I believe Witty and Hefe are both 4-2, with DB and I 3-3 on the year. Witty, he's perfect in NFL picks, but not so great in college.
Yep, I've always said I'm a big NFL guy. So.
That's right. So, but DB was the lone wolf on the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game, going with Pittsburgh. Obviously, we know what happened
that
there.
One...
And we all got.
I never root for the Steelers, even though I picked them.
Yeah.
So I was,
okay
even though I lost that game, I'm perfectly fine.
That's
with
how
that.
I I do that stuff too when I'm doing my confidence pool stuff. I'm like, well, I really fucking hate the Steelers, but I'm okay with losing them as my 12. I usually make them my 13 pick just because I'm like unlucky. I don't really believe in unlucky numbers, and I know that might trigger Witty, but I usually go with the Steelers for 13 if I think they're going to win, just because I'm like, well, maybe that'll be some bad luck pushed their way. So. And we all lost the OU game, which sucked. But
yeah,
you can't really let Virginia score on their first two or three plays of the game.
Well, didn't their running back break like a record too?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Yeah, they were all over them. Like they fought back and got in it. But
yeah, the OU seems to struggle with the run so far.
Yeah,
this year
they struggle. Their defense is bad. Well, they've got like three or four defensive guys in the NFL out of the last two drafts.
Yeah.
So. If you've got a MAC school that's producing that much talent on one side of the ball, chances are there's a wave of suck coming.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're
on the other side of that.
Once they're gone,
yep. You see that mostly with offenses when guys have like really good receivers or a decent mid-level quarterback. But
like Roethlisberger. Miami hasn't been the same since.
That's true. That is true.
That's true.
They are downright miserable as a football program. But so this week, we have a little bit of an interstate or intrastate Intrastate. Yeah. A battle of the, of Ohio. We have the Ohio Bobcats are coming to Cincinnati. It was a game back when it got announced. I was really excited. I was planning on going. Got all excited about getting down there and tailgating. I know like there's a big OU tailgate. Figured it's going to be a lot of fun. But the more and more I got to thinking about it, I was like, this is a game I just want to watch at home with it being a day game. If it, things aren't going well, I'm not going to want to deal with. Because I like UC as well. Yeah. But like obviously I'm pulling for OU here. Which is why Cincinnati's an 8.5-point favorite after their absolute ass whipping of Alabama A&M. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where they almost set a school record for yards in a game, and I think they had like 93 guys or something like that play.
Yeah.
Like that's how they like emptied the roster. Like it was crazy.
Yeah.
But OU's going into Nippert Stadium as an 8.5-point underdog. I'm taking the Bobcats. I don't know that they're I don't necessarily know. I don't feel good enough saying they're going to win outright, but I can see this being like a 35-30 game type of deal, like 35-30 or 28. Like OU's defense isn't good, but their offense I think is enough to keep up with UC. Plus you see a lot of schools have major letdowns after they put up almost 60 some points or whatever the week before. But yeah, I think OU's a different – they're on a different level than Alabama A&M, so it might just be a catch them off guard a little bit early. So
I'm going with – I'm going the opposite of you. I'm going Bearcats minus 8.5. I think they'll win by 10. I don't – I like both teams, and I typically root for UC more than OU. Not really for any particular reason, just because I pay attention to UC more often. Yeah. But – I feel like the Bearcats will, I don't know, they put up a ton of points, and that defense is really good, so I feel like they can definitely cover that 8.5 points.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even really think about house divided over there with Hefe, or just body divided. We'll see what he picks here coming up. Stay tuned after the break. And we're back. Hefe, after sitting on this one.
I'm going... UC. I don't think OU's defense is going to be able to stop them. They've been, you know, hot. UC struggled against the run. OU struggled against the run. I think UC's defense is unreal. So I think it's going to be a, you know, I think they're going to be able to cover the 8.5 very easily.
You got Whitty.
I'm going UC as well. I think UC wins it by at least 2 or 3 scores. I just think they're on another level from OU. So as much as I'd like to see OU win, I don't think they have a shot in this one.
And I think they're a better team.
After all, UC has the happiest fan base in all of college football.
How does that – is that like based off Facebook algorithms or something?
I think so, yeah. Some kind of social media algorithm.
That shit's dumb.
Yeah.
Nerds.
All right. Then do we want to do – New Orleans at Atlanta next, and then finish with the Bengals.
Yep.
So New Orleans heads to Atlanta, and Atlanta is -3 at home. I'm going to go ahead and take New Orleans plus the points. Atlanta's missing their running back Devonta Freeman. And I don't know, Coleman's good, but I feel like they're going to – New Orleans is going to put it on them. They had a pretty poor showing against the Browns. Even though they ended up winning that game, but I feel like they can put up some points against Atlanta, and I think that they can actually win the game outright, so I'm definitely taking the points when I can.
Yeah, I think Atlanta's a hard place to go in and win, but this is a letdown game for Atlanta to me. The Saints haven't looked like the Saints that I said are going to be in the Super Bowl and win this year in the first 2 weeks, but... they're still the Drew Brees Saints, and I think that this is their bounce back week. Big win against a team that they really don't like, and I think that
throw out the record books in this one.
Yeah, I do not think the records matter in this one. I think that the Saints go in and get it done, which worries me even more for the Bengals to go play Atlanta next week because I think they'll be pissed off.
I'm going Saints as well on this one. I think the Saints are a lot better than what they've shown before. I mean, and right now, at least as of the recording of this podcast, the Saints are the only team to beat the Browns so far this year. So that's, I mean, I think that's just tough for Atlanta to have to go up against. Right, I know. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas. I think Michael MVP? Thomas has like 80 touchdowns today or Sunday.
Nice.
Much to DB's chagrin.
Oh, is he on your team?
Yeah.
No one fucking cares.
You ass, bitch.
I went Falcons, so I'm sorry.
God, I'm Lynn Wolf again. This week.
I know.
Mm.
I don't think I'm going to be sitting too pretty after this week. But yeah, I write mine down beforehand just so you guys know. I'm not
it's like he's
to
throwing it
awesome
so he can get
Wolf.
Those cheese counties.
Fuck you. I forgot about that. God damn it.
I almost... Look, I have a slight confession. I almost got Gold Star today. I was going to get a fucking double-decker, though. So before you judge too much, I just wanted a double-decker. I ended up deciding...
Wait, so you got your double-decker from Gold
Star
today?
No, I ended up deciding against it. I was like, hell no, and I went and got it at Sunnyside Grill instead. So, which it was delicious. It was definitely a good decision, but... I also contemplated quitting my job because they didn't block the Gold Star website. I kind of hope
you had to get on Gold Star's website to see what they had.
I just wanted to see what their double decker. I wanted to see what they looked like, if they looked delicious or not, because their food's
it's a
garbage.
Piece of bread, meat, another
their
piece of bread,
garbage,
and some meat.
So I didn't know if it would just not look appetizing.
Probably a little bit of lettuce and mayo in there.
No,
not
I don't
for
put
him.
Lettuce on my. Come on now.
He gets a bucket of mayo on the side so he can dip.
I did get mayo, mayo on the side.
Ew, you're fucking gross.
All right, the last game that we're picking, the Bengals are heading to Carolina.
Yep. In my mind. Hurricane. Going to Carolina in my mind.
The house that Jerry Richardson built.
But Bengals are getting 3 points in this game heading to Carolina. Give me the Bengals and the points. I think that they're riding a hot streak. So I think that they can definitely go in there and win.
Bengals
win
34-23.
Points, it's even better.
That would be awesome.
Hopefully.
I was hoping I'd go Lone Wolf again, but I'm not. So I'm going Bengals as well. I think that they win this game outright. I think the NFC South is down this year. They seem to have years where it's just like all three. They're heading south, yeah. They seem to have where the Saints, Falcons, and... Panthers all seem to be, you know, contending teams, but this year it's not really the case. The Buccaneers might be that team now. We don't know.
It's the Buccaneers conference or division right now.
So, but yeah, I'm going Bengals.
Yeah. I'm going Bengals as well. Christian McCaffrey worries me if they can stop him or not, but it seemed like Cam got beat up a little bit last week. I know he got destroyed on an illegal hit, but
took a nasty hit.
I think the Bengals have always done a great job of containing Cam. Granted, they tied the last time they played, so neither team could decide who was better. But I just think they do a good job. I think they're fast. They're faster than the defenses that Carolina's faced. I think they go in there and, you know, have another great performance. Tough place to play, though.
I'm going Panthers. I just think it's going to be tough for the Bengals on the road. Before the season started, I went game by game and kind of figured out which ones I thought the Bengals would win, which ones they would lose. I had them winning the first two. This was the first one I had them losing. I still think they struggle on the road. I don't think they're, you know, I don't think it's where they get exposed as a bad team. I still think they're a good team, but I don't think they beat the Panthers this week.
All right. So everybody, everyone's a lone wolf except for Hefe. At some point in this pick, I'm the only one that went with Ohio. DB's the only one that went with...
I had the same picks as Hefe. Yeah, me and Hefe have the exact same picks.
I guess I'm the lone wolf twice. Oh, and Witty's the lone wolf once. So, all right, so this could shape the race early in the season here. So we'll see what happens. Tune in next week for that. So, but... We talked earlier about Vontae Davis retiring just at halftime, saying "screw this, I'm out of here" type of deal. But we've all been there. We've all thought about doing this
every day.
Just we're not necessarily as financially stable as he is, probably. So we couldn't do that. It might last a couple months or a couple weeks or something. But As soon as bills came around to pay, I think we'd be looking for another job. But
depends on how long it takes my wife to figure out.
That's because that's true. It'd be about like a 4-hour period. Then you'd be like, yeah. Oh, fuck.
But so we decided to daydream a little bit with this week's fantasy draft. And our fantasy draft is things that we would do in retirement if we were able to retire, which we're in a generation that may never retire. So this could all be truly is a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
So. And leading us off is our fearless leader, DB.
First one's pretty simple. Two chicks at the same time. I know the original premise for Office Space was if you had $1 million, what would you do? But I'm assuming that if I'm retiring, I'm already pretty loaded and that I have the freedom to do that. So, yeah, two chicks at the same time.
I'm assuming that if you're old enough to retire, you're probably not going to be able to do two chicks at the same time, either because you're going to be too old to perform or you're going to be so old that that kind of excitement just gives you a heart attack and kills you.
Four hymns.
Going out on top.
Four hymns, promo code, mill iron.
Can you imagine what dick pills are going to be like that?
By now?
Like dick pills are going to be incredible.
Snap it off and snap a new one on. Change it up.
That's not really what I was talking about, but
I think it's called a strap on.
Yeah, and we've seen your collection. All right, Hefe.
What
kind of dildo are you buying when you're retired? Sorry.
I'm gonna tear up the old man sports league scene.
Nice.
I'm gonna join basketball leagues. I'm a taller guy, so
you wear rec specs.
Yeah, I'm a taller guy. I might be like 700 pounds by the time retirement rolls around, but I'm gonna tear up the rec leagues. I'm gonna be like a fullback in old man football. I'm just gonna dominate. I'm gonna dominate the.
I'm picturing Philip Seymour Hoffman in Along Came Polly.
I'm just gonna tear up
Philip Seymour Hoffman in his bathroom.
I'm gonna tear up community center sports leagues. I'm going to whoop their ass on the sports field, and I'm going to go in and win bingo.
There you go.
I'm just going to dominate.
You're going to piss off all the church ladies.
I'm going to win all the nickels.
That's a good one, Hefe. I think that if you don't tear up your entire body, I think you have a shot at tearing up the entire
body. Already sucks getting up in the morning, so I'm imagining what my body's going to feel like then.
Imagine those calf strains when you're 7 years old. All righty. My first pick, I am going to join the NFL chain gang.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted to hold the sticks at an NFL game, and I know it's not an old man's game necessarily, that I've seen younger people doing it, but I feel like if I've got all the time in the world, I could weasel my way into that position. That would be pretty badass.
Some of those older guys have gotten fucked up
by people
running into on the sideline.
I'd wear shin guards.
Oh, nice.
If they roll into me, I'd wear the Donjoy and shin guards. That way, if they rolled into me, my knees would be protected and I wouldn't get a bruised shin. So,
what you got to do is when you see them coming, you just pick it up and cross check them with it.
So just lower your shoulder.
Like, Cameron, was that in a college game or a pro game the other night where there were flags thrown because a guy was standing on the coach's box, like in the coaching box or whatever? And someone ran out of bounds, and he just, like, lowered his shoulder into the dude. Did you see that?
No.
I don't remember what game that was in.
Jesus.
But that would be a lot of fun, I think. And I don't know, if I did it for the Bengals and I was on the visiting sideline, I'd be sending signals to everyone what they were going to do. So.
Yeah. That's a good one, too. So one thing I would like to do, and it's kind of along the same lines as Mac, where I'd be getting another job in retirement, but I would love to be just like an usher at a ballpark because, you get to watch games, you get to talk to people or not talk to people depending on what kind of mood you're in. But you don't really have to do that much work. You just kind of stand there and, go down to the end of the aisle if it looks like people are going to get in a fight or something. Yeah. But
just make sure people aren't being assholes and watch baseball.
Yep. Yeah, get handsy with drunk college chicks.
Yeah, exactly. And since I'm old enough, I just think it's like, kind of endearing. Like, oh, look at the old man.
That's just how it was back in his day. Until they look up what 2018 was like.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my first pick. And then bringing it back around to the second pick, kind of along the same lines. It's also a baseball-related one. I want to go to every single ballpark in baseball.
That would be sweet.
That's something that I've always had as a goal of mine, and it's something that I don't have time to do right now. But once I'm retired, I'll have all the time in the world. I'd probably be able to knock it out in a season if I really wanted to put forth the effort. So that's something I might actually legitimately try and do one day. Yeah. So
That was on my list, but I even said, you know, when we got bored after we finished all 32 or 30, there's 30 in the MLB.
There'll be 32 by the time we retire.
Probably, yeah. But 30 ballparks, I figured I'd mix in minor league also some NHL or NFL stadiums.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I felt like going to NHL and NBA arenas wouldn't be that big. They all look the same pretty much once you're inside. So,
wow.
Going to see the London Browns would be fun.
London Jaguars.
Yeah, the London Jaguars.
But good one, Whitty. I was afraid you were going to snipe that one.
Yep. I'm surprised I was worried you were going to take one of those two beforehand. Because I know we've talked about the ushering thing before, I feel
that would be awesome. We could be a badass tag team of ushers at the Reds games.
Yeah.
Ushers would always be like, cool, yeah.
The Hart Foundation.
Yeah. Would you guys be the ones who are like, oh, yeah, go down to this section because they don't care if you go down and sit into someone else's seats? Or would you be like the – I'd be the one where I'd be like, you know, all right, I'm not letting anyone fuck around with me, so I need to see your goddamn ticket every single time you get up and come back.
No way.
I'd do that one game, then I'd be like, this is too
I'd have to cut side deals. I think I'd get side deals going.
It depends on how good the Reds are, too, and how much the stadium's filling up.
Yeah, that's
like, if
true.
It's a Tuesday night game and they drew 10,000, sit wherever the fuck you want. Just don't
if it's
fight
a Tuesday
anybody.
Night game and they draw 10,000, you're not fucking getting in. Go Homer back Bailey up to your 400-level
for
seat.
Seventh career no-hitter.
Yeah.
Homer Bailey's out there with one of those walkers that you sit on when you're resting.
When he's in his final year of his fifth extension with the team.
So, good job, Whitty. This next one is also sports related. I would dedicate my life to researching, investigating, and tracking down what an actual catch is and also what roughing the passer is.
And you would die a very lonely man.
It'd be like that one case that got away from every cop that just haunts them the rest
of
their lives.
The music would just cut out and you'd fall asleep and it'd be like...
Yeah, the credits roll away as I take my last breath in my recliner.
When it changes every year, it's going to be really hard. True. You're going to have to restart several times.
Yep. It rolled on the ground 3 times before it got to him, but it's a catch.
Didn't stop momentum. So.
It didn't stop rolling.
He showed an intent to catch the ball, so we're going to give him credit.
He had his hands up. I figure in retirement, like you guys were saying, I'm going to probably have to get another job. So I figure I'll just join Enterprise Rent-A-Car because they have a great corporate structure. And they give you the tools to be your own boss. So I'll find myself running an Enterprise Rent-A-Car one day.
Oh, will you give me free upgrades to the luxury class?
Oh, yeah, you know it. Perks come with the job, of course.
Thank you.
You pull out that golden Buckeye card, I'll hook you up. What'd you say, Woody?
So you're going to be the guy that drives around the car that's wrapped up in like the paper, like in the commercial?
Yeah, I'm picking. They're like, sir, you're supposed to take that off, and I'll just ram into a tree.
He might as well drive with
my first
wrapping
day on the
paper
job,
on his car sometimes.
I'll just ram into a tree.
Yeah. Fuck.
All right, I got back-to-backs, second and third rounders. First one, let me pull up my list here because I'm old and I can't remember anything. Oh, yeah. Good one. Ooh, surprise you guys didn't... Didn't pick this one yet. I am going to like buy a college bar and just be the old man in the corner.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Just drinking beer and being creepy.
Nice.
Free shots if you want them.
That's where your first pick comes into play.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you ever had hepatitis,
bar,
sweetheart?
Probably Athens. I don't know.
What do you call it?
I have no idea.
DBs?
Maybe.
Yeah.
DPs. Double penetration.
Ooh. GBDA?
So the other one's kind of something that I'm working on currently. I just want to become a professional video gamer.
Nice.
And just stream all my stuff. I don't care if people watch or not, but I'll try my hardest to be good at video games. I try now, and it doesn't normally work out.
Something I think about, like, at what point... is it going to be weird that we're playing video games because we're so old? Because I feel like there's not like any precedent for that, because we're like the first generation that has had video games our entire lives. Yeah.
So, well, when I was a kid, I remember whenever we'd get a new system or a new game, like my parents would play it. They wouldn't play it as religiously as we would, obviously, but they'd try it out or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
a lot of that was more like playing with like the kids, though. That's true. I don't think they ever picked it up really on their own much. Maybe early on, but yeah, like it's we've had them our entire lives, so it's just kind of part of what we do. So I feel like when we're 50 and 60, if we're still playing video games, like is that gonna be weird or is that gonna be the norm?
Nah. I think it's gonna be the norm.
I think it depends on the advancement in the systems.
We're going to get to a point where like kids don't play video games anymore.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
How fucking old are you?
We're going
to
be
like,
God, Dad,
why don't you read
like,
a book,
playing,
loser?
My dad's playing video games.
Yeah, what a loser. Like LSD. Like that kind of ran its course. And
I think it's making a comeback.
Never know.
Got to get rid of that heroin.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it next? I wonder.
Hefe.
Oh, I thought you had back-to-backs.
Yeah, we did both of them.
He did,
too.
College bar.
Oh.
Video games.
I'm going to... I had Usher at a Reds game, Red and Bengals game. You know, I'm not going to waste my time going to ballparks. I'm just going to be an Usher at the Reds and Bengal games. I always feel like it'd be a good job to have.
That's why I picked it.
Did you already pick it?
That's why I picked that with my very first pick.
Ow. Jeez,
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm just gonna be a street performer in Athens, like the Spoon Guy.
R.I.P.
I'm just gonna be outside DB's bar, just performer for people, getting free drinks at DB's bar.
We don't
bar.
Let you in though.
I'm gonna stay. Yeah. I'll stand outside and drink my beer. I'll take my chances.
You have to poop. You have to poop in a bucket around back.
I'll take my
You're
chances.
Not stealing pizza.
I never have done that.
Hmm.
Prove it. It's not on camera.
Hmm.
And I tipped the dude with hush money. I think I told him myself.
You did. You said this is because I
this stole is because pizza. I stole four pieces of pizza and then handed him like
and we drank.
15 bucks.
All right. I don't know what the statute of limitations is on pizza, so let's quiet down. All right. My last pick, unless you guys want a 30-second awkward pause and me pick playing video games.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I think I'd want to play video games. No, I would. Okay, so this wasn't being my original pick wasn't to be at DB's bar when I did this, but I might as well now since I know the owner. I just want to drink 30 beers in one sitting.
Yes.
Nice. Like, I'm sure at some point in my life I've drank 30 beers over the course of a day, like when we would start.
I was gonna say we did
the day
box
and end up
stand.
At the bars. Like, I'm sure it's done, but like I just want to sit there and I'll get up to pee unless I
say,
who knows where technology will be at. Yeah, who knows where technology will be by then. Maybe there'll be a pill that makes me not have to piss.
Why?
Well, who knows?
But why?
I don't know. We talked about pills earlier with DB and they're gonna be crazy good back then, so we don't know. But my body will reabsorb the alcohol and use it efficiently to keep me going. But no, I want to drink 30 beers, start to finish, just keep handing them to me. It might take me a couple hours. It'd take me a while, but I just want to do it. I've always wanted just to kill a 30-pack of Keystone by myself. So
nice.
I was going to do it on my 30th birthday the 1 year, but I forget what happened. I don't remember.
It sounds ambitious.
Yeah.
I think... I don't remember why I didn't do it. But I was going to start, like, for breakfast and just finish the day drinking 30 beers throughout the day, but never happened, so now I just
can't even
tennis.
Finish a fucking party sub from Jersey Mike's, then.
I'm telling you, I'm doing it this year. I'm finally going to get it. Because I'm gonna have my stomach expanded from all these conies.
I know. I have to medically retire and get to live his dreams out.
I'm gonna be on disability by the end of the year because of my fat ass. So, but no, I'll drink 30 beers at DB's bar, then I'll go outside and throw a couple of nickels at Hefe and tell him to
dance.
What
would my street performer like? What would my skill be?
You don't have a skill.
Say people's names with your farts.
Yeah.
Yes. Griffin.
All right. All right, Woody, end this debauchery.
All right. I actually have quite a few to choose from, so I think I'll probably do the one that I would enjoy the most. Once I retire, I just plan on taking a lot of naps. Like,
nice.
We're talking at least two solid two-hour naps a day, probably, because I miss napping so much, and I get to see my kid do it now all the time, and I'm fucking jealous of it. So I'm going to take a lot of naps when I retire.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, like, fuck. Like, that's what you retire for, so you can spend, like, at least 70% of your day sleeping.
Yep.
Right.
And then when you wake up, you play video games until it's time to take a nap again.
And then you go to your bar.
Yep. Drink 30 beers and go back and
play and then you nap, games. And then you nap at the bar.
Yeah.
Talk shit to the fat hobo out on the sidewalk playing fart sounds.
Yeah. The fucking usher at the Reds game playing fart sounds.
All right. Honorable mentions. The only really good one that I had was, you know, you guys said usher at Reds or at sporting event.
You
going
to do that too?
You want to be usher's backup dancers?
Yeah. I was going to say usher at like a movie theater. That way you just kind of sit down and watch the movies. Because I enjoy, you know, going to the movies and watching new ones as they come out. So I think that I'd probably, it'd get boring and I'd only want to do it like a couple days a week. But yeah, I would just sit in the movie theater and watch them.
They're not going to have movie theaters by the time we retire.
That'd be even
cool. You'll be able to upload them to your brain or something. That was a good movie.
Or just, you know, download them.
You can already do that, Hefe. It's called a book.
Yeah. Oh, is that what those things are?
I've just been using them as frisbees.
I had a few honorable mentions. So, golf. Just golf a lot was one.
Yeah.
Golf, yeah.
Take up mall walking. I feel like, because it's hard to stay fit. It's hard to stay fit and I'm not going to go to a gym, but...
What are malls?
Hold on. There's not going to be movie theaters. There's
definitely not going to be malls, I was saying.
What are malls? They're going to make an ironic comeback.
Yeah.
Fucking hipsters going to malls ironically.
Listen, if Cincinnati Mills is still standing, then there's going to be... The mall buildings are going to be there. And I think most of the malls are still going to be in place just for all the old people that go there and mall walk. Like, I think it's going to be the sole purpose for keeping them open, but...
And we need them for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where we're going to hide.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ever seen a movie.
Yeah. Dawn of the Dead.
Or read a book, Hefe, you fuck.
Yeah, read a fucking book.
Frisbees, you mean?
Shut up. So, another one I had is just sit in the park and feed pigeons all day.
That's depressing.
They must have flown north for the winter.
And then start a blog / podcast.
Hmm. Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I bet that would be
reboot.
That's what I was going to ask DB when he said he was going to play video games and stream even though no one's watching. I'm like, well, doesn't that seem like a waste of time producing some sort of product that nobody consumes? Like, why would you do that?
No. It's been great.
Yeah.
I had one honorable mention. It was ketchup on my DVR, finally.
Nice. Why would you put ketchup on your DVR?
Because I'm not a mustard fan.
Nice. I hate mustard.
I like mustard.
I like mustard in the right way. Like, it's a good way. It's like Hefe. It's good in...
Team T-Bone. Throw up if it's in stuff, but I don't like it.
I mean, I don't choose it.
Recently, in the past 3 or 4 years, I've kind of... Mustard has slightly surpassed ketchup for me.
Crickets.
Yeah.
You should have seen. I wish everybody could see our faces that we just made.
I like mustard as much as the next guy, but to replace ketchup?
No calories, man.
That's true. Ketchup's got a lot of sugar in it.
Delicious.
SMH. That's why Western Pennsylvania is just a bucket of lard.
One of the reasons.
One of the reasons, yeah.
Anybody else got more honorable mentions?
Being an usher.
Yeah,
That's a good one. I don't know how that didn't get picked.
Yeah.
Why didn't we think of that? The only other one that I really had was I just wrote down nothing.
Yeah, I just do nothing. Like,
I
wouldn't
do shit.
But that's what I do now. So yeah, I want to do something.
Oh,
different.
I will poop for hours when I'm retired. I'm just gonna I'm gonna go toilet tinker on my
phone. You're not gonna be able to fucking poop because you're gonna have your colon removed.
But I'll sit on the toilet.
I think I would enjoy taking naps in retirement.
Oh, naps would be nice.
Yeah. I'd enjoy not remembering anything because of CTE.
I was going to say, I think I'm already there sometimes.
True. That's why I said I wanted to be an usher. At the time.
If only we could get I Hefe forgot. To forget he is on this podcast.
I think I would listen to a lot of Usher.
Let it burn.
Those would be the classics when... That'll be classic music. When
that'll be like our Motown funk.
Yeah.
Well, you should have seen Usher before he got all weird and started diddling boys and had a weird magical ranch that Macaulay Culkin hung out at.
So. Besides OUUC, the only thing that I'm looking forward to is some fall-like weather. I think Saturday it's supposed to be in the 60s as a high.
Finally.
So finally it's not going to be 95 degrees out and ridiculously gross. So I'm looking forward to the weather, which is such a lame retirement thing to look forward to.
You know what, though, DB? I'm not going to hate on it because my thing to look forward to was being able to wear my hooded sweatshirts without sweating my ass
off.
It's
such a great...
Because in the mornings, I still wear like a long-sleeve... I wear long-sleeve t-shirts pretty much throughout the all year. Like even in the summer, I wear long-sleeve t-shirts. I don't know why. But I got a couple that really make me look cute, I guess.
Jacked.
Less fat. But they I'm looking forward to being able to wear my long sleeve t-shirts and my sweatshirt like in the evening, and I may even fuck around and have a little bit of a fire one of the nights if I won't steal Hefe's because there's something else that Hefe might be looking forward to. That
football
I'm excited football, man. We're going to a wrestling show. We're going to a local wrestling show, and it is going to be awesome. People watching.
There's any Miller and sports fans out there that want to join us. It's $12.
I can't
at the
wait.
Door.
It's
going to be
rough
sweet.
And rowdy level. It's going to be fun.
I've been to one before with the same company, and it is a shit show.
It's going
to
be fun.
It is awesome.
I might even cap the night off by going to Borderline and checking out somebody's band that's playing there. One of the guys I know's band's playing there. I might even complete the people watching night. And go check out a little entertainment. It's going to be a wild night.
There used to be a reality TV show about like a wrestling company that was like some small little town local wrestling crew. It was actually one where the owner of it or whatever like also ran a funeral parlor. So that was like part of the twist. I forget what the show was called, but
I need to find it.
It was so bad, it was hilarious, and I can't remember what it was now.
I mean,
I'll have to look that up.
Mac and I have been to WWE live events, and that's entertaining because, I mean, I had a dude next to me that I'm a big dude, but this dude was like twice my size. And I swear if John Cena ever ends up missing, this is the guy that got him because he wanted to fist fight John Cena the entire time. Yep. He was yelling to him. He's like, I swear if he comes up here. And it was like, dude, he will murder you.
He's not coming up here.
He's not coming up here, first off, and he would murder you. They are freak athletes. Yep. But this is going to be such a lower level of entertainment that I can't wait to see what kind of creatures are in that place.
Yep. It'll be fun.
The show was called Wrestling with Death.
All right. That's perfect. I have to look that up. I'm sure that's available on YouTube or somewhere.
Probably somewhere.
Yeah. I can't wait to see if there's storylines. That's what I'm excited for is to see if it's like when South Park does it on the episode.
That ain't wrestling.
That's not proper wrestling technique.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to zoo on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. I always like zoo trips. It should be decent weather. It'll be a little bit cooler, so
get to see thick Fiona.
Yeah. Yes, queen.
Did you just sexualize a hippo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Problem?
Creep.
I mean, you look at it makes sense.
Problem?
Yeah, that's true. Just leave the Muppets out of this.
All right, so thanks for checking out the Natty Boys podcast. Check us out at MillIronSports.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Mac Writes Blog still. So give us a follow. Holler at us. Tell us what you think of the show.
Yeah.
Not going to work here anymore.
Enjoy 0-2-1, Cleveland.